Men suffer more concussions than women because they play rough sports like football and rugby. But neuropsychologist Donna Broshek says females are actually at greater risk when playing similar sports.
Baseball and softball, men's and women's basketball, men's and women's soccer, women do tend to get more concussions in similar sports.
Broshek directs the Neurocognitive Assessment Lab at the University of Virginia. She reviewed 160 published studies on concussion in search of differences between men and women, and found one linking hormones to a quicker recovery.
They really looked at which particular phase of the menstrual cycle the woman was in and found that that was different. And so hormone supplementation could potentially down the road help with concussion treatment for women.
In the meantime, she says, women may suffer more symptoms than men.
Headache, feeling dazed or confused, trouble with balance, coordination, dizziness, kind of everything the brain and body does can be disrupted. It's a very uncomfortable and disorienting feeling.
And recovery could take longer. That's why Broshek says it's important that all athletes who suffer a concussion be examined by an expert who understands that recovery varies greatly from one patient to the next, and no one should go back to sports before he or she has fully healed. I'm Sandy Houseman.
Factors such as whether or not you might have ADHD, a learning disability, history of multiple concussions, perhaps even whether you had a history of migraine headaches before your concussion. And so you want to make sure you are with somebody who understands individualized concussion management and that you're not returned to sport until you're ready.